Heyo, welcome in, latest episode of that SEC Podcast. Hold on 1 second here, Shane. I'm your host, Mike Bratton. Go by SEC Mike. Go to Twitter's, and there he is, everybody's favorite on-time cousin, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
They said your food side brain might be winning.
Nope. Not today. Actually, let me be honest. Yesterday, I had a moment of weakness. Went to the greatest town on earth, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And wife loves a pancake pantry. Went up there. I didn't finish all the pancakes, but I did have pancakes. So I did fall a little bit off the wagon there, but not enough to be anything. I woke up this morning down 64 pounds. So still chugging along, man.
And the I'm drinking train.
My drinking my American Dude, just thinking about our country turning 250 years old. Oh, man, we're going to have a wild week, man. I'm looking forward to it. I know you're coming in town soon. So we got some pretty cool stuff coming up. I'd like to give a shout out real quick to the Comic-Con in Knoxville. Me and SEC Mike will be running around there in costumes, so you probably won't even recognize us. Just kidding. But I do want to check that out, and I look forward to seeing any cousins that may be at that event. And if you can't make it there, Mike, you know where they should go.
Where's that?
Tennessee Legend Distillery. That's right. That's our little version of Comic-Con. You can get it over at TLD. They got all kinds of spirits for you, and they got other stuff too. You don't have to get alcohol. They got a lot of trinkets you can take to those cousins when you get back to the house, trying to, you know, bragging rights that you went to Gatlinburg and they didn't get to. Here's Mike holding the King Steak. Just be sure to let them know the cousin sent you. And not only will you get a discount on your purchase, but you will also receive a bonus gift. And just be sure to let them know we sent you.
Ooh. Yeah. And so, Shane, can you tell us the name of the convention? You keep saying Comic-Con.
No, I can't. I can't. That's where you be. Fanboy. Yeah.
Oh, fanboy. So, yeah, we got to learn a name at some point here.
I got to be honest with you, Mike. There's some of us that are comic guys, and some of us, we're just pretending, and I'm the pretender. I did go watch Supergirl today, you know, so I'd have something to talk to him about this weekend. But but other than that, that's about the extent of my DC world, if you will.
I got you. Well, how about this? Let's switch gears to something you do know about.
Yeah.
That's some damn SEC football.
Hell yeah, I do. Come on. This is a pretty cool topic. Before you get into it, Mike, Mike sent this over to me. He says, you got to be prepared. And I start looking at getting excited. I'm like, dude, I've nailed this. And then I get to the very end. I'm like, I may be upside down. I could probably do it from the other side of this list. So I lost a lot of confidence, but this is an awesome topic. I'm glad you picked it, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I figured it's that time, Shane. You know, the casuals are starting to get back in. I know the diehard cousins, they've been with us the whole time, but we've never quite done anything like this. So we've got the SEC over-under win totals, and we're going to go through them, and we're going to hit on every team because the way we're going to do it, Shane and I, we're going to have a little competition. Maybe we'll have some kind of wager on the line, or maybe we'll even let the cousins decide what the wager should be. How about that? But we're going to go most confident, goes over or under, and once a team's selected, they're off the board. So there's a little strategery, as they say here, Shane. And before you reveal your answers, let's just go through the schedules one by one.
Yes.
To highlight the over-unders. Again, it's, you know, everyone's a little bit different here. So Bama, 8.5. So we're going to have to bet Bama over or under 8.5 with East Carolina at home, at Kentucky, Florida State and South Carolina each at home, at Mississippi State, Georgia at home, at Tennessee, Texas A&M at home. Then you get your one and only bye at LSU, at Vanderbilt, UT Chattanooga, and Auburn in the Iron Bowl. Both those last two at home. So, this is a little bit of a tricky one here, Shane.
Yeah.
Or is it?
I don't know. I don't want to give it away, but this is a big season, right? Kalen DeBoer, year three. A lot of things could happen here. So some folks love the schedule. Some folks are scared of it.
Is it jarring at all to see Bama with an 8.5?
A little bit, right? Knee-jerk reaction, if you see anything under double digits, you're like, hey, are they taking a backward slide here? But let's not forget, as we go through the schedule, Mike, that we have 9 SEC games this season. So it's going to look a little different. There's going to be a few more losses. As Kirby said, you know, he says there's going to be 8 more losses this season.
That's true. And some of those will come via Arkansas. Shout out to Razorbacks, 4.5 over, under. You got Central Mizzou, I think that is. The Purple Lions at Utah, Georgia at home, Tulsa at home, at A&M, Tennessee at home, at Vanderbilt. Then they get their bye. Mizzou at home, at Auburn, South Carolina at home, at Texas, and LSU at home. Buddy, welcome to the SEC, Ryan Silverfield. You get to play about half the top 25.
Yeah, and if you put $1,000 on these guys winning a national title, you can retire a millionaire. If it happens, of course.
Yeah, go out and do it now, you know.
Please, be sure to send us a photo of that, would you?
All right, and then we got Auburn, Shane, 6.5. Mm-hmm. Debut season of Alex Golish here. Baylor in Atlanta, because our administration sold our fans out, should have been at home. Southern Miss at home. Florida at home, Vanderbilt at home. Nice little home slate there to open it. Mm-hmm. Then at Tennessee, then they get their one and only bye. And then they're at Georgia, LSU at home, at Ole Miss, Arkansas at home, at Mississippi State, Samford at home, and then the Iron Bowl at Alabama, Shane. But incredibly, Auburn's not had a winning record. I'm trying to think the last time.
Oh, wow.
I think it's like 4 or 5 years. They haven't had a winning record. So the overall, I mean, hell, you can go under and still be 6-6. So this one's tricky too, I think.
Yeah, very tricky, very tricky. New coach situation, obviously, brand new roster. A lot of pressure for, I feel like, the regime to make this one work, because it's just been bad hire after bad hire. So, to start out 6.5, I kind of surprised you, right? Sitting that high.
Take a wild guess, Shane. Last time Auburn won more than 6.
Ooh, 6 years ago.
Which would be what, 2020?
2020. COVID. Year before COVID. Let's do year before COVID.
Well, you gave a couple there, but all right. So yeah, you kind of got it. 2019.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
And again, this is a team that's won the conference, won a national championship in modern history. Like, that's incredible how they have fallen. You know what?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Auburn fans know it. There's a few in the comments. I see them.
All right. Then we got Florida, Shane, 7.5. First year for John Sumrall. Here's his schedule, though. FAU at home, Campbell. That's a Campbell. Campbell's up there. At Auburn, Ole Miss at home, at Mizzou, South Carolina at home, at Texas. Good night. Then you get a bye. You get Georgia in Atlanta this year. Oklahoma at home, at Kentucky. Vanderbilt at home, at Florida State. Ooh, man.
Hey, Bruno's getting fired up about this one. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, John Sumrall, welcome to the SEC. You're not in Tulane anymore. Hey, bud.
Yeah, I mean, this is, oh, boy. Oh, boy, you're a good coach. You're going to have to be a great coach to navigate this sucker. So, all right, now on to the gold standard, chain. Georgia Bulldogs, Tennessee State at home, Western Kentucky at home, at Arkansas, Oklahoma at home, Vanderbilt at home, at Alabama, Auburn at home. Then you get your one and only bye to face Florida. After that, in Atlanta, of course, Ole Miss at Ole Miss, Missouri at home, at South Carolina, Georgia Tech at home, over under 9.5 for what could be the number one team in the country. I think that sums it up, doesn't it? How damn difficult the SEC is.
Yeah. I mean, again, we're seeing it. Another SEC champ coming into a season with under 10 projected wins. So, I mean, that's uncharted territory for what we're used to. And, is the Georgia standards been lowered?
Oh, Kirby, he ain't gonna like it. No, talk, no. Shane. All right, how about Kentucky? First year for Will Stein. Mm-hmm. Over under 4.5 for the Cats. They get, I believe that's Youngstown State at home. Then Bama at home, big game there. At A&M, South Alabama at home, at South Carolina, LSU at home, at Oklahoma, Vanderbilt at home. Then you get your one and only bye. Then you're at Tennessee, Florida at home, at Missouri, Louisville at home. Good night. They might be favored in two games. You know what?
Nick Roush is awfully optimistic for 4.5, isn't he? The old Steiner recliner's got his hands full going into his first season in the Southeastern Conference, Mike. But, man, what a schedule. What a damn schedule.
Yeah, and LSU's got one themselves. Shout out 8.5 for the over-under for the Lane Train in his first year in old Baton Rouge. Clemson at home. Louisiana Tech at home. At Ole Miss. Texas A&M at home. McNeese at home, at Kentucky, then Mississippi State at home, at Auburn, then you get your one and only bye, then you got Bama at home, Texas at home, at Tennessee, good night, then you wrap up at Arkansas. So, whew, man, this I know they got high hopes themselves, as they should, but this schedule will derail many good teams, you know what?
Yeah, I wonder how long Lane thought about before coming down here. You know, just seeing this schedule, be like, maybe I should wait one more year. You know? Oh, boy. Yeah, LSU did not get handed an easy schedule by no means. I would probably argue that they may have one of the toughest. I strength of schedule. I always look at this, and I'm wondering, like, what's the strength of schedule at the end of the year? It would not surprise me if LSU's not top five, man. What a doozy.
All right, now we got Mizzou, 6.5. Ooh, can't remember their over-under's been that low, but Arkansas Pine Bluff, or as Shane calls them, peanut butter. At Kansas, Troy at home, at Mississippi State, Florida at home, A&M at home, at Ole Miss. That's a little gauntlet, too. Then you get your one and only bye at Arkansas, Texas at home, at Georgia, Kentucky at home, Oklahoma at home. Good. Just going to have to play half the playoff field in November here, Shade. So, okay, maybe that 6.5 makes some sense.
Well, I mean, if you try not to look at November, it's not so bad. But you are right. This will be a November to remember, and kind of blows your mind a little bit. Here's a Mizzou team that's been flirting with 10 wins the last couple of seasons, last few years, and now 6.5 is where the bar's at? Come on now.
How about Oklahoma, Shane? 7.5. Again, all these seem low. What do they know that we don't? Well, I'll tell you what we do know. They got UTEP at home, then at Michigan, New Mexico at home, at Georgia. Good night. Then you get your one and only bye. Then you face Texas, of course, in Dallas. Kentucky at home, at Mississippi State. South Carolina at home, at Florida. Ole Miss at home, A&M at home, and then at Missouri. I mean, this is a damn schedule that could go one of two ways. I could see you navigating it and getting to the playoff. I could see you navigating to where you're firing your head coach by the end of the year. You know what?
Yeah, it's a high ceiling, low floor. Have they not seen John Mateer's arms? I mean, geez, Louise.
They are impressive. Speaking of impressive, Shane, Ole Miss last season. But is it going to be anything different with old Cheat Golding leading the program? 7.5 over under for the Rebs. They get Louisville and Nashville. That's a tricky game right out the gate. Charlotte at home. LSU. Mega showdown at home in Oxford. At Florida. Good night. They're going to need a break after that. They're going to get it because they get their one and only bye. And then they are at Vanderbilt. Missouri at home. At Texas. Auburn at home. Georgia at home. At Oklahoma. They get the Pups of Wofford. And then Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl at home. This might be the toughest one to figure out how it's. I mean, I guess I kind of get it, but 7.5 for the team that went further than anybody in the Southeastern Conference last year in the college football playoff, that's got to feel like a slap in the face.
Yeah, especially with all the talent you're bringing back. You know, is Lane Kiffin really worth 2.5? I don't know. I don't know. Seems a little high to me.
You know what's not high?
What's that?
Mississippi State's win total. Them dogs. 4.5 over under win total. ULM at home at Minnesota. Tricky game there. That may define, you know, whether you go to a bowl game or not. At South Carolina, Mizzou at home, Bama at home. Then you get your one and only bye. Then you're at LSU, Oklahoma at home, at Texas. Good night. Look at that October, Shane. Vandy at home, Auburn at home, Tennessee Tech at home, and then at Ole Miss. Hey, doing Jeff Levy no favors, are they?
No. This is a make or break year for him too, man. And to sit at over under 4.5. Oh, the seat is warming up down there.
All right, South Carolina, 6.5. Shade for Shane Beamer and company. Kent State at home, Towson at home, Mississippi State at home. At least you get three home games where you go at Bama, Kentucky at home, at Florida. Then you get your one and only bye. You got Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, Texas A&M at home, at Arkansas, Georgia at home, then at Clemson. Ooh, buddy. That's a gauntlet too.
Oh, but nobody bounces back in an even year quite like Shane Beamer, right?
That's true. But will the Vols bounce back, Shane, with an over-under 7.5? Furman at home, at Georgia Tech, Kennesaw State at home, Mighty Texas at home, Auburn at home, and a lot of home games here. At Arkansas, Bama at home, at Carolina. Then they get their one and only bye. Then they get Kentucky at home, at A&M, LSU at home, and then at Vanderbilt. Ooh, oh, so toughy.
7.5 by November.
I could see it. I could also see A&M getting there too. Mm-hmm. After winning 11 games last season, their over-under is 8.5. They play Missouri State, Arizona State, and Kentucky all at home to open the season. At LSU, Arkansas at home, at Mizzou, Citadel at home, and then at Alabama. Then they get their one and only bye. Then they're at Carolina, Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, Texas at home. Buddy.
Can they start this season out undefeated? Can they go 10-0 on this one? I don't know, brother. The schedule looks rough, man.
Yeah. They were so pissed, Shane, when I said 10-2, but losing to Oklahoma and Texas.
It was like the saddest 10-2 ever.
Now, how about Mighty Texas, Shane? 9.5 is over under. They get Texas State at home, Ohio State at home, UTSA at home. We're going at Tennessee to open conference play. They get their one and only bye. They get Oklahoma and Dallas. Then they got Florida and Ole Miss and Mississippi State all at home. Nice little stretch there. At Mizzou, at LSU, Arkansas at home, and then at A&M. They're going to make the Longhorns earn it on the road this year. You know what?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. Nobody's talking about their schedule this year. They have been the last couple of seasons, but not this time. That's strict the schedule. I was telling you about LSU being in the top five. Man, this may be top three.
Mm. Okay. And then last but not least, Shane, Vanderbilt, 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Peay, Delaware, and NC State all at home. At Auburn, at Georgia, Ole Miss at home, Arkansas at home, at Kentucky. Then they get their one and only bye at Mississippi State, Bama at home, at Florida, Tennessee at home.
Ooh. Oh, Vanderbilt. Are they just back? Is it back? Is it old Vanderbilt? Or is old Vanderbilt back? Huh? Is the seller of the SEC back in town? I don't know about that, man. They didn't lose any coaches. Yeah, they didn't lose much on defense. Come on. Jeez, no respect.
Yeah, they haven't been in the cellar for a while. So,
yeah.
They own a condo on the first floor, Shane.
Right now, they got this state, don't they? At least one more season.
All right. So, again, here's the game. Shane and I, we're going to pick our most confident over or under. We can go over or under.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter, you know, if you get it by two games, one game, three game, what it's a win's a win. A loss is a loss. Once a team has been selected, they're off the board. So let me ask you one thing. I wanted to ask you this before we went live, but you weren't here.
What?
Would you like to just go back and forth, or would you like to go snake draft style?
Oh.
So I feel like snake is a little bit more fair.
I think snake's fair.
But I was going to leave it up to you.
Yeah. I think we should snake. And who do we? How do we decide who goes first?
Ladies first. I was just going to let you go.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Age before beauty, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So, again, what you'd be picking, and so you'd be, this would be the most confident.
Yes.
Of any team to go over or under based on those numbers we just gave out. You get the first pick. You better not get this wrong, Shane. Mm-mm. Who are you selecting, and are you going over or under?
This is the easiest one. I'm glad I'm going first. And I'll give you the first 10. It's going to be over big. Do you have any guesses? You got any? If you were to guess, who do you think I'd be picking? I guess it may give away your picks. Maybe we shouldn't do that. But
yeah.
Number one for me and the over is my Mizzou Tigers. That's Ooh. Right. 6.5? That's highway robbery. And now we know that Hardy's going to be coming back. We got us a quarterback. We got receivers to stretch this football field. And I know there's a little concern. I shouldn't say a little. There's a lot of concern with the defense. But I don't know. You see it so many seasons. I just feel like it will be okay. It will be fine. Coach Drink will have this thing figured out. The style of offense he's wanting to run, the style of offense he wants to play, he now can do it because he has all the pieces that are needed. Like I said, man, I like the offensive line. I love the running game. And I do think that this is a quarterback that will take this team to the next level. Now, I want to be clear here, Mike. I'm not saying Mizzou goes to playoff. Right. I'm saying they win 7 freaking games at least. That's what I'm saying. I feel super confident that they find that. That means, worst case scenario, they lose 5, Mike, and I win money. So, yes, give me M-I-Z.
Now, let me, a little wrinkle here, a little wild card.
Yeah.
Because I would assume they're going 4-0 based on them being your number one most confident.
Yes.
And this was among my top 5 selections as well. So I think he did well here.
Yes.
But if there's a game, let's say, is there a game where, like, if they dropped it, you're like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like which one would have you the most panicked that they're going to do 6-6 at best?
October 3rd, Florida Gators.
Okay.
There's no reason that Mizzou should lose this game, but I feel like if they do, this is kind of a linchpin of a failed season. Because guess what? You got Texas A&M. They got your number. Ole Miss, Texas, Georgia. I mean, November, I'm trying to get to 7 before we even get to that month, except for Kentucky. That'd be nice. But the Florida Gator game is, I think, pivotal for the success of this season.
Okay.
Number one, get so your bets in.
That means I get the next two.
Yes,
because you said snake.
I hope you don't pick mine.
When you said easy,
yeah.
I mean, I thought for sure you were going to go here, Shade. Because now this is a, maybe I'm lacking the strategery here, Shane. Because I shouldn't even say. I'm going to wait till the end because I don't want to skew your picks here. But I couldn't believe, Shane, you didn't say over Georgia Bulldogs, 9.5, which again, I know it's the highest one on the board.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be difficult, but I think it's the best team in the country. And to go under, I mean, they'd have to lose 3 games.
Yep.
And I got a lot of respect for Gunnar Stott. I mean, I don't really want to get into injury talk because literally anybody can get injured and it could affect everything, right? But
right.
I feel like this is even a team that can sustain some injuries and still win 10 games. You know what I mean? Where I don't know how many of these teams can sustain significant injuries
Yeah.
and come close to the over-under, but I think I think Georgia is the one there.
I'm glad you had them. They were in my top five. So I think you too also made a fantastic selection, given the fact that Tennessee's not on their schedule this year, you know? But neither is Texas, neither is – I mean, there's a lot of really good football teams that Georgia did get a pass on this season. And it wasn't so much that I think Georgia goes undefeated. It was, can I find three losses here? If we get a third loss, I feel like something really bad happened. And and most likely on the road, because at the home, they're so tough at home. I feel like this is a team that could just run that board. And are they going to find three losses on the road? No. So I'm right there with you. Fantastic pick, Mike. Now, let me ask you this. You mentioned injuries, but what in your mind would have to happen for Georgia to hit the under? Would it be an injury, or would it be fool's gold? Maybe we were promised something, and maybe that offensive line takes a step back. Or in your mind, what would be the recipe for hitting the under here?
Well, everybody likes to knock them for their lack of household names at receiver.
Yeah.
So they're young there. I know they got a lot of good tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if they can't make critical plays on the outside.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes these games just come down to that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to make a play. Maybe they can't make it. Maybe they're, you know, I we always pile on these guys, but I'm just going to do it anyway. It, you know, like if their kicker shanks a bunch, you know, like, hey, but we lost by 2 points again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty difficult to imagine them losing three. If they lose to Oklahoma at home and they lose at Alabama, then I'll start to get, I would get tight about this.
Yeah.
But still they could, you know, then they'd have to win out essentially. But if they could split Oklahoma and at Bama,
mm-hmm.
and I like them to win both of them, but if they split it, I'm feeling pretty damn confident about this one.
Okay. All right. I can't argue with that. In fact, I'm pissed you picked them. So good pick, Mike.
Okay.
Who do you got next?
Number two. This was almost as easy.
Damn. Please don't be them. Please don't be
Shout
them.
Out. Woo, Pig Shade 4.5. I'm going the under, of course. Again, we're trying to be competitive here, right?
Yep.
So can they get to 5? I mean, it's not crazy. This is going to be one of the most difficult teams to peg,
mm-hmm.
with all the transfers they've got, new coaching staff and all that. But, I mean, if they lose at Utah.
Yeah.
I'm cashing this one in early. You know what I mean? Because let's say they lose that one. And I'm not saying they do. It's no guarantee.
Yeah.
But if they lose to Utah, so they'll win the first one, of course. They'll beat Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
So we got two that we need to find three other. Can we find three wins on here if Utah's not one of them?
No.
So, I mean, and even if you do beat Utah.
Yeah.
Now we got to find two, which maybe we could do. Vanderbilt. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe Carolina fired their coach. I don't know. I mean, this is easy, but this is, I think they like set it low to so that suckers would bet the over.
And Mike, I gotta be real honest with you. I also had the under. Now I'm not as confident.
Okay.
This definitely wasn't in my top five. And a lot of that had to do more with the uncertainty of this football program as a whole, you know?
Right.
I try to listen to Arkansas personalities, and I do. I love their media outlets. There's a lot of great guys and girls out there covering the Arkansas Pigs, but I will say they're not too encouraging. It doesn't make me want to put money on the over here. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
If the bar has already been moved that low, Vegas sitting there at 4.5, I don't want it. It feels like a toxic environment. And it also feels like a football team that if they are handed 5 losses, that they may implode, you know, or they may look to see what they've got in the future, which Silver Fox may do. So Anyway, I'm not touching this one either way, but definitely if I were, it'd be the under.
Yeah, and to Shane's point, I shared with him one of the episodes from John Neighbors.
I know.
He does a great job.
Yeah.
He said at Vanderbilt. What do you call it? Like the biggest game of the season.
Yeah, he didn't say season defining, but it was something like it, determining or something. You know, it's one of those games that is going to decide whether this year is a success or failure. And I replied, you know, I mean, you got to remember, brother, just what, 3-4 years ago, Sam mm-hmm. Pittman was winning his ninth game over Penn State in the Outback Bowl, and things right. were looking pretty damn good. And then all of a sudden we fall right back down. So, yes, we've got some building to do, but it who knows, too. It could be one of those teams that grabs a little momentum, gets one of those 7-6-7 win seasons, and then all of a sudden we're like, hey, man, we're moving in the right direction. Just give them some pieces. So,
all right, so who you got next? Who are you most confident? This will be your second pick here.
Yeah, yeah.
To go over or under.
And it's sad because he's one of my favorite coaches. But, you know, and me, Mike, I do it every offseason. I get super optimistic. I'm like, over. But then I'm looking, I'm like, somebody's got to go under, right? You know who I think goes under this year? In fact, who I know goes under this year? Auburn Tigers. That's right. You said it earlier. They had a winning season since 2019. And yes, they're going to bring the South Florida Bulls up here and run this conference. Hell no, they ain't, Mike. Listen, I do feel like Golish is the answer for this program. And I do like the trajectory that this program will be on after this year. But he was dealt some tough cards, lost a lot of talent in the portal. And I think they pay handsomely this year. This is the way I look at this, Mike, is a schedule that those first four games are what is needed to get over 6.5. And you're telling me that a brand new team, brand new coach, brand new staff, brand new roster is going to, you know, just go to Atlanta and whoop up on Baylor, beat Florida Gators at home, Vanderbilt. I know we just joked about Vanderbilt, but still don't think Vanderbilt ain't going to have your number because they have here the last couple of seasons. So I just feel like some of those pivotal games for them to hit the over is early in the season. If the schedule is flip-flopped, we may have a different outlook, but we don't. So Auburn, easy under here.
Hey, shout out to Ashley Shea for BMW comment of the night so far. I thought Shane moved the camera further away, but realized he's just a slimmer man.
Just slim it down, man. Just slim it down.
I get it. I mean, they are banking heavy on transfers.
Yep.
Buddy, I've already started on the fall camp preview for them.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be blown away on that one. But, yeah, I mean, you got to hit on so many guys.
Yeah.
And their fans they got great fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's undefeated. Everyone's fired up. But Auburn fans think they're going to have a dominant defense again. Yeah. And they might very well. But that seems very unlikely given the losses that they've had. They got a lot of good players. They've recruited well, but they've lost a lot too. So, man, if they had this year's offense with last year's defense, they might go to the damn playoffs, Shane. But I think their offense is going to get a lot better. I think their defense is going to take a slight step back.
Yeah. Let me ask you, you don't have to give away where you had them in your rotation here, but did you have under as well for Auburn or did you have over?
I had under.
Okay.
But right. I had them way down the list.
Just not confident. All right.
I think you went too early on them.
Oh, man. I wasted a pick. That's what I try to get at. Did I waste a pick or not? Because I don't think I wasted this pick, to be honest with you. And I know I don't talk about this team near enough, but I like the over for Josh Heupel's Tennessee Volunteers. Now, listen, I know before you say, oh, you big orange homer, here we go. I'm telling you, you're telling me that Josh Heupel doesn't have a quarterback. You're telling me that Josh Heupel didn't go out here, hire one of the best you know, free agent defensive coordinators to come here, turn this program, strength and conditioning from, you know, just a national title team. I mean, there has been so much progression in that office. You're telling me that Josh Heupel can't get these guys to 8 wins? That means they would have to lose 5 games. Again, I'm not telling you we're going to title town here, but what I am telling you is they don't lose 5 games. Tennessee Vols will hit the over. I am super, super confident in it. I love how this schedule's laid out. Yes, they've got some tough opponents, but so does everyone else. And a lot of those games, a lot of the toughest of tough games will be right here in Knoxville, Tennessee, and you better damn believe Tennessee's going to steal at least one of them.
If not all of them.
If not all of them. I didn't want to say 10 and 2, but I will if I have to.
That's a great pick, Shane. That was going to be my next pick, so you stole it from me.
Yes. Yes. So
that's how you know it's a good one.
Yeah.
I love the fact everybody, except for Vol fans, of course, are down on them.
Mm-hmm.
That always seems to work well with old Tennessee. And again, I've said it many times, Shane. It's just laziness of people with their analysis. They don't know the quarterback.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they don't have one. But when you hear people, they expose themselves. They do it pretty quickly. When asked for insight into Tennessee and they go immediately to the quarterback.
Yeah.
They just haven't done their homework with everything else they've got coming back. And year in, year out, the offenses Heupel produces with a first-year quarterback. It's quite literally every time since Hendon Hooker left. There's our Hendon Hooker reference for tonight's show. But, yeah. I mean, he does it every year. So does that mean that McIntyre or Faison Brand is going to be All-American? No, I'm not suggesting that at all. But they are set up. They're in an offense that is going to play their skill sets. Mm-hmm. And he just does nothing but manufacture wide ass open receivers.
Yeah.
And talent galore around the quarterback. So where everybody sees a weakness, I think it's a strength there.
Well, that's you're right. They want to talk about Chaz, they want to talk about the quarterbacks, but they don't talk about the offensive line. They don't talk about the running game, you know, which is really the bread and butter of Josh Heupel, which I think will be better under this group, maybe the best running back duo and line duo that they've had since he's been there. And there'll be an explosion of offense, but the defense, right? Ultimate X factor. We still going to have to orchestrate something over there, but it can't be much worse than last year, Mike.
Nope. And again, people like to highlight the quarterback. If they go Faison, I know, very inexperienced, true freshman.
Yeah.
But it will also unlock the running ability of the quarterback, which they did not possess last year, which is kind of instrumental in Heupel's offense.
Yeah. I'm glad I took one of your picks. In fact, I'm glad I took your next pick. So speaking of next picks, who do you have now the ball's in your court?
Well, Shade, here's another one I'm surprised you haven't taken yet. And this is like stealing candy from a baby. And that baby, Shane, well, actually, he looks like a baby. Nick Roush. Shout out, Kentucky! 4.5. I'm going under, of course. Mm. Again, they're getting fired up, Shane. They think they can beat Bama. And hell, I'm down on Bama.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't beating Bama. You know what I mean? So, again, let's say they don't beat Alabama. Youngstown, South Bama. Maybe that's what they mean. We're going to get South Bama, not the Bama. Certainly they'll get those two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not convinced they get Louisville. I mean, that's a solid program now with an elite coach. But I'll give them that one even, which I probably shouldn't. Are they going to get, what would that, they would need two other Southeastern Conference wins?
Yeah.
Vanderbilt at home.
That window starts closing pretty quick, don't it, Mike?
So I don't know, man. I don't see it. Now, they really screwed them with this schedule.
Yeah.
I do think they'll be better. This is going to be like a, you know, we're not going to judge him by this year. He's taken over an entire mess, and he's trying to to redo the entire program and give it life, and they're kicking ass in recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
But never been a head coach, Shane.
Yeah.
The worst coordinators in the conference. Quarterback that's never played as a starter. Oh, totally rebuilt offensive line. Ooh. Toughest schedule perhaps in the country. I mean, this has got disaster written all over it.
I know. But I am not confident. I had Kentucky. Thank God you picked them. Mm-hmm. The very last team on my because I'm not convinced that they can't get to five. I too also had the under.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I feel like the portal did giveth and taketh. And I feel like this really, I think it really bolsters what Stein wants to do up there. And there's some dudes, man. There's some freaking dudes up there that can get them to five, get them to six. This team kind of reminds me of 2024 Vanderbilt, you know, just like where all of a sudden we're like, wait, maybe they're just a good team, right? This is going to look night and day different than anything you've seen in a long time up there in Lexington. And I think that's going to breathe in a little love from the fans and a little patience as well, because there's going to be some growing pains this season, but it would not blow my mind if they make a bowl game year one. So that I'm glad you picked it, because I have no confidence in that one.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what I do have confidence in.
Yeah.
Surprised it took us this long to get to it, because this number is pretty baffling to me. I know the schedule's a gauntlet, Shane.
Yeah.
But give me Oklahoma 7.5 going the over. Just went to the playoff. Just probably better on paper.
Yeah.
Again, I think the schedule's a damn gauntlet. The schedule was a gauntlet last year. I might start sweating it out if they lose at Michigan.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they will, but again, they are underdogs. There's a scenario, Shane, where I don't know how likely this is, but they could lose to Michigan, Georgia, and Texas. I still think they'd hit the over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm right there with you, man. And then you seen the gun photo with Peyton Manning in the background, you know? Now, I feel like what has skewed me, man, is honestly the Oklahoma preview. All that work and time and effort you put into that show, I don't know if it's rat poison or what, man, but I'm like, how are we not talking more about what Oklahoma is bringing back? And the C7.5, this may be the ugliest, meanest, toughest damn defense on that side of the Mississippi for sure. You know, they are going to destroy some teams. The only thing that holds them back, in my opinion, Mike, is I absolutely can't stand their offensive coordinator. Sorry. I said it. I feel like he
was
could
he late with your Grubhub or something.
I tell you, all those fees that they add, you know, this one's back to you, buddy. No, it's not. I'm just Arbuckle. I feel like everything that they've got in place, he is serviceable. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, he needs another year with John Mateer and stuff, and they can kind of get to this, you know, this magical place that they're trying to pitch to us. But I really think that if Oklahoma doesn't make the playoffs or 9-10 wins around there, they're going to make a change on that side of the football, because there's no doubt in my mind the defense will be just fine. It will continue to be just fine. It will be they'll be writing books about the Venables defense at some point. But if we don't get something on that side of the football, and I do think they get enough here, Mike. That's why I'm pissed that you picked them, because it was my very next pick was the over for Oklahoma. So I can't argue with you.
Good. Damn. All right, so now you get two picks.
You read that off my glasses. I was afraid I got too close. you know what? This one kind of blows my mind, too. You know, I think about all those football teams that were in the college football playoffs last year, and I think about all those teams that were in the playoffs that brought back an elite quarterback that could potentially win a Heisman. Probably should have won it last year. maybe a running back that may be arguably the best running back in the whole damn country. And you're telling me that they can't get to 8 wins? Give me Ole Miss and the over.
Ooh.
Mike, I get it. I get it. You're looking at this schedule and you're saying, look, Shane, look at all these landmines. There's so many times that we sit here in June and July and we're looking at schedules and we're trying to predict who's going to be good and who's going to be bad. When you know what you're returning, especially on that side of the football and that being the offense, they will be able to stay in any damn game because of it. Long as health is on their side, there's no reason that Ole Miss cannot hit the over here. So give me Ole Miss and the over.
What if they lose to Louisville and LSU?
Well, I'm not worried about the LSU game, right?
Okay.
I'm going into this one like I want Ole Miss to win. No offense, LSU fans. It's not you. Trust me, it's not you. It's your damn football coach, right? The devil that is Lane Kiffin. I don't like what they did with Ole Miss at the end of the season. I don't like the stealing of the coaches, the whole, just all that charades and bullshit. And I don't. I felt like that was just a childish game that we played. So for that, I definitely will be rooting for Ole Miss in that football game. Now, it doesn't mean I'm shitting on LSU because, trust me, they're going to win plenty of games, and maybe we'll talk about them here in a second. But what I'm saying is, Mike, there are a couple of games that they just can't lose. And September 6th in Nashville, Louisville Cardinals is a game you cannot lose. I think it just messes everything. We talk about so much pressure on week one. This needs to be where the pressure's at because you're trying to tell me that Pete can coach these boys, not just in the playoffs with someone else's football team, but he can coach his team. That starts with a big win against Louisville, and that's a launch pad for why they could beat LSU and why they can go on the road and compete with Texas and all these other games that are coming up. If Ole Miss has truly arrived to this blue chip status, well, then they got to start out the season strong, and there's a lot, in my opinion, a lot relying on that game.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a hell of a game.
Mm-hmm.
I like the over.
Yeah.
But I think it's a little bit risky.
Yeah, I get it. It's the schedule, right?
It's that and just the newness.
Yeah.
And seeing how Pete Golding can manage everything. I'm not really doubting him, but it's an unknown.
Yeah. I don't know. I fell in love with this team and I don't know what it is. And I can't wait to go over there and go through the Grove and hang out with some cousins over there.
So who you got? You got one more.
Well, we're not going too far. We're going to the other Mississippi team, and I'm taking the under. Somebody's getting fired this year, Mike. And listen, I love Lebby, and I love their quarterback. There's a few things that I like. I love the fight that these guys had at times last year, but by God, Mississippi State deserves better. We made a rush decision and hiring Coach Lebby, and I feel like we need to take a little time, take a step back, reanalyze, and get this team back to 8-9 wins a year like they're supposed to be. So, unfortunately, Mike, I can see 4 wins. This is a close one, okay? I could see a scenario where 4 wins happens, but that's really it. I there's nothing in me that says they're getting to 5. I cannot make that up. So, I'm taking the under here and, sorry, State.
Zach Arnett's back. Stingy defense is back. Apparently, Kamario Taylor, everybody at the Manning camp, they're like, hey, you hear about this Kamario? I mean, we've been hyping it up for a long time, but, I think a lot of people didn't know who he was. I don't know. I mean, I don't love that one, Shane.
Yeah, you can't win them all, you know? Can't win them all. If we're both on the same page, that's where double cousin curse comes from, so we need to disagree a little bit. So, now, again, we're further down the list. This isn't super confident now. We're kind of in that, I think, kind of stage. But that's just where I'm at. I feel like Mississippi State's going to be in a predicament, especially when they get to their fourth loss. You know, this feels like a program that's just not able to, because all the negative energy that's going to be around them, talking heads like my fat ass is saying Lebby doesn't deserve that spot. Now, what happens? What happens if they take it to the next level? And you mentioned the quarterback error. I mean, it could be. This could be a team that takes that next step, and then all of a sudden we're looking back, and that was a bad decision. But I just don't see it, man. Year two, first 2 years, I saw nothing that told me that year three is going to be the time that Mississippi State takes off.
Okay. Well, speaking of negativity, Shane, and foresight, a wise man once went on national television and declared this a decaying dynasty. They haven't been shit since I said that, Shane. Come on, Alabama, you're going down. This was another, I'm very confident about this one. Give me the under. I mean, they go 8-4. I still hit it. I think that's kind of the ballpark here. 7-5, 8-4.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going 9-3. Alabama with Georgia. Hell, they can't even win at Tennessee. Lane Kiffin now at LSU, A&M. Buddy, these losses are going to pile up.
I'm the opposite. Now, I have them kind of in this. They would have been in my next grouping of picks here. But I have the over. So, I don't think Kalen DeBoer, you're telling me. This is one thing. I'm not convinced that Kalen's a great coach, but I am convinced that he's a great quarterback coach. And I feel like that's kind of where we're at right now, where we're trying to hedge our bets, is that quarterback room. And I don't know why. I don't know why we can't just be patient and say, you know what, Kalen will get this figured out. Because for everything that is question mark on the offense, there's one thing I'm not questioning, is that defense. That defense is going to be legit. That defense is going to keep them in every single football game. And I don't be surprised if Alabama does not make the college football playoffs yet again. So give me the over.
I'd be stunned if they hit that.
I know you would. I know you would. But I'm not, man.
They can't run the ball. Can't run for shit. They're going to get that defense worn out is what they're going to do.
Me and Steven up text every night and talk about how good the tide's going to be. then I put them on Do Not Disturb the third Saturday in October.
All right, so this is I'm not crazy about this one.
Yeah.
Again, we're farther down the list, but I think it is realistic. And if you'll be rational for a moment, fans, which I know we're not allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Give me Florida and give me the under.
Oh, man. I thought you liked Florida Gators.
I do. But here's the thing. So this is what I'm talking about, Shane. When I'm saying try to be rational.
Yes.
Do you know the last time Florida won 7 games?
Would that be... 2019 maybe.
Oh wait, never mind. It's 24. They won 8. But basically, yeah. This is a new look SEC.
Yeah,
and they that year they went 4-4 in conference, so they haven't had what I was looking at was winning record in conference. Yeah. They haven't done that since the COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. They've got 7-5 would be a massive upgrade from 4-8. Massive. Now, can they hit 8-4? Sure. But again, we're further down the list. If you put a gun to my head, Shane, 8-4, 7-5. Year one, I think 7-5. I think 7-5 is the number.
I get what you're saying. And let me ask you it a different way, though. If you were Vegas and you were setting the over-under, where should it be? You think 6.5?
Oh, I think they nailed it with the 7.5.
Oh, you think so? I think that's part of the problem is they've got it too high.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, think about it. Like you said, it's just...
Well, that's another reason I'm picking them, Shane, because they're similar to Auburn, right? Yeah. Auburn 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
Florida 7.5. Are they similar to Tennessee? Tennessee 7.5? You got an established program, a winning culture. I know, again, everybody... Tennessee sucks. They only won 8 games.
Yeah.
Only won 8 games. Florida has done that once since COVID. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're saying that's a bad year.
Right.
Where again, you might have a good point here, but that's why Auburn, I think this is better to the pick than Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
And my next pick, I don't want to reveal it, but I was torn between it and Florida, but the other one is 6.5. This one's 7.5.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe you're onto something. I think the numbers a little too high.
Yeah. But that's part of John Summerall effect, right? Is being able to keep a lot of kids that he was able to in Gainesville. We were super ecstatic what they were doing with the portal. And I don't know, man. I'm in that camp that Florida Gator takes a big step forward because, you know, the spring practices, didn't have to worry about kids jumping in the portal and stuff. They were actually able to get some good reps in there. Got a quarterback, you know, battle going on. Hopefully that gets settled soon. And I don't know. I think they may even have the best wide receiver room in the country. I mean, there's so many good things happening here with the Florida Gators, so it wouldn't surprise me if he hit the over. But
Liquid says it hasn't been a while. Breakout season.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, we're down the list. But I think I have the under. I think I'm looking at about 7-5. 7-5 is year one John Summerall.
Yeah. Okay, so now you got two picks.
Well, let's see here. Let's see. Let me get on my list here. You've picked that one. Did you do Texas yet? No.
Nope.
I got them in order, so I can't remember if you talked Texas. Well, put Texas up there because I got the over for my Texas Longhorns. That's right. Listen, we talked about the schedule. We talked about how rough it's going to be this year. I mean, think about it. You got Ohio State, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, LSU, Texas A&M. There are a lot of losable games in here. But I'm telling you what, Texas has assembled something pretty damn special down there. And I don't know if it's because we did the preview and I got enamored with everything they got, offense, defense, but mainly the depth on the defense, because some of these programs that I see making these playoff runs, that's usually why. Because they're able to rotate defensive linemen, because they have this guy that comes in and nothing drops off. So, yes, me and Steven, we're going with the over on the Texas Longhorns.
Cousin Shane Lasses is Jared. Nailed it.
It's three losses. I don't see it. I could see two, three, something really bad happened. And we're firing Sarkisian. No,
I had the under on Texas.
Shocker.
That's where I was leaning. That may have been my next pick.
Do you hate it, though? I mean, can I convince you? I know 9.5, that's the problem, right? It's so high up there. I mean, it rolled right off.
I think the problem for them is Ohio State.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Whenever they face up against these teams, Georgia, Ohio State, they can't go. They basically get punked. You know, they are not strong in the trenches. That's, now,
it's good.
When they do it against Oklahoma and A&M, though, but again, I think there's been a massive difference between Oklahoma and A&M and Ohio State and Georgia. Now, maybe Oklahoma and A&M is catching up, but in years past, I don't know. So if they lose Ohio State, I don't like their odds, Shane. I'll just say that. I think they have to beat Ohio State to hit the over.
Well, and they will. So they're going to smoke.
And another big problem is Sarkisian.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'll say this. I'm not a fan of him as a head coach, but I do think Muschamp is – I mean, he's a player's guy. He's going to have these boys ready to roll. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be some physical practice. It's going to be some demanding. This isn't soft hand Texas. This is going to be a program that's hitting the ground running because they need to. Because, like you said, Ohio State, so much relying on that. But this is a team that's coming out here for two things, to win a national title and get their quarterback a Heisman Trophy. And that's, I feel like that goes right out the window if you lose week two. So, yeah. I'm in. So I got another one, Mike, for you.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know how you're going to feel about this one, but let's talk LSU Tigers.
Ooh.
Give me over. Now, schedule, right? Schedule, I get it. But it's Lane freaking Kiffin, and I'm hearing shit down there saying, hey, this may be the best team LSU has had since old Joey Burrows was down here. This is a football team. Yes, the only concern and probably the reason that they're further down on my list is because of September alone. I feel by the time we get to November, LSU will be deadly. But how many mistakes did they make earlier in the year, those growing pains? So I feel like we're going to be fine. Give me LSU on the over. I like it. I mean, they may make the playoffs year one with the Lane train.
Well, I like that you picked it because I like the under on LSU too. So we're split on that one. I was not super confident in it, but I think 8-4. Oh, I feel like that's the record. Maybe 9-3. I like the number.
Yeah,
but I'm just torn on it.
It's one game. There's one game that's sitting out here. I don't think it's Clemson, but you mentioned Ole Miss on the road. It could be that one. It could be Texas A&M at home. I feel like one of those four games is what is going to be the reason they maybe didn't make a playoff or they didn't hit that nine-game mark. So, but it's just being ready, being battle-tested by the time they get out there. And I think Lane will get them there.
Well, I can't believe it, Shane. We've made it towards the end of the list. I get two more picks, you get one. And I feel great about both of these. So I couldn't believe this was going to happen. I thought I was going to have to wing it. But give me Carolina. I'm going to lean the under 6.5. I mean, I think they're going to be a lot better, right?
Right.
But again, we got to go back to the 9-game SEC.
Mm-hmm.
And 6-6. I mean, in years past, it would have been 7-5.
Yeah.
So can we really get to 7 with now? We have to sweep the non-conference. There's no wiggle room there.
Right.
And then we got to find four more. So can it happen? Sure. Got to beat Bama, I think. And do you do that? I don't know. So I think 6-6 is the record here. So I'm not like saying they're going to win three games again or something.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to get 7. Does that make sense?
This one's tough. It was down on my list, of course, as well. But, I just feel like there will be, I don't know, maybe a little extra pep in their step because of the offense. What Briles brings to this football team is going to bring life back to this program. However, you're right. This is South Carolina always has a tough schedule, but now that we went to 9, I mean, there's legitimately, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, possibly 6 teams that'll be top 25 when they play. Maybe 7 if you count Florida, depending on what they've done up to October 10th. So even if, let's say, the 5 I mentioned, they lose to those, not saying they're going to, but if they do, that means they can't lose to Florida on the road. They can't lose to Kentucky at home, Mississippi State at home. There's just some games out there. I don't know. I like the over, but not by much. Because it's an even year. It's if it's red and black on the roulette table, it's got to hit red this time.
Yep. All right. So my last selection, Shane, and I feel pretty good about this too. Now I like the number.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm not super confident in either of these last two, but I do like them. Give me A&M. Give me over 8.5. So I think we can get to 9. And we just had 11. I think there's a reality where we get back to the playoff. We win 10 games. I don't think that's that far-fetched. But we're going to have to win multiple games on the road to get there.
Yep.
And that's going to be tricky. Of course, we own Missouri. And we whipped the hell out of LSU last time, although it's completely different LSU. So, again, these are the games you got to be winning if you're going to get hit that over. So, thoughts on A&M over 8.5?
Oh, man. I like the under. I like the under. And
good.
just because, you know, just off the history, you know, if you fall off in November, it's acceptable, right? That's what could happen. You're going to have some tough games. South Carolina maybe fighting for their life as far as Shane Beamer's future. Tennessee, I think Tennessee will be a lot better by the end of the year than they were at the start of this season. And then, oh, yeah, Oklahoma and Texas, two of the elite programs probably trying to get a playoff spot here. You're telling me that they can go to the road, beat Bama, go on the road, beat LSU, Arizona.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. So,
nah.
I mean, they're preseason top 10. Don't write them off. You're acting like they're freaking Kentucky.
I know. That's just that Billy Lucci effect. They've listened to him pander long enough.
They just landed another 5-star, Shane, right before we hopped on here.
Well, yeah, they're going to be great next year.
So that means there's only one team.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious to see where you go, over or under here.
I'm going over. Over for Vanderbilt. I feel like we've put an asterisk by Vanderbilt and their success the last couple seasons, saying it's all because of little man Diego Pavia, and that is not the case. Has Diego been great for this program? Will he be an ambassador for this program moving forward? Absolutely. But he did not build this house. You know what I'm saying? He just colored the door. So I feel like what's going to happen here is you're still going to see a very, I'm telling you, tenacious defense. You're going to see an offense that's just frustrating to watch at times, but stays on the football field the entire game somehow. They're going to keep it to 1-2 possessions, and Vanderbilt's going to surprise a couple of folks just like they did the last couple of years. So I'm not saying they win 7, but can they get to 6? Yes, I feel like 6 wins is very possible here. But again, it's the last one on my list.
They're another kind of complete wild card. You know what?
Yeah. But again, we always say, is Coach Lee building something special over here? I think they really are, man. I think they've turned over a new leaf. This is who they are, and they've leaned into it, and they're starting to keep kids at home. They're not losing them in the portal as much as they used to. And I feel like a couple more seasons of that. I mean, hell, they got the number one quarterback, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to give him an opportunity. And who knows? What if he is the number one? Like, what if we look back and say, holy shit, this guy's legit, and they got 2 more years with him? Come on, man.
So here's a quick recap. Shane, Missouri, over.
Yes.
Auburn, under. Tennessee, over. Ole Miss, over. Texas, over. LSU, over. Vandy, over.
A lot of overs. That's not good.
Yeah, so this was my strategy. I didn't want to reveal it because I knew the old Homer was going to go over. But I'm proud of you. I thought it was going to be all overs. So
yeah,
so he's got Mississippi State under and Auburn under. So you had a little bit more under than I would have thought.
Yeah, you thought when I went Auburn early under, you were like, oh, shit, he's figured it out.
But the trick of this game, Shane, is they play us all for suckers.
Yeah.
And I think they try to set that number to where you're like, easy money going over. But, you know, a lot of these teams are not set up for success, particularly when they get injured.
Mm-hmm.
At a key position here or there, they just cannot sustain it. And it, you know, new 9-game SEC, I hate to keep repeating myself, but, you know, that's got to be a factor. I think it's going to be hard to rack up wins for a lot of these programs as the season marches on. So it's going to be interesting. And then mine, Georgia over, Arkansas under. So I said, I was like, I'm gonna hit this under Shane. Kentucky under, Oklahoma over, Bama and Florida both under, and South Carolina under, A&M over. So I've got one more over than you've got under.
Yeah.
So different strategy, different strokes for different folks. They say.
Yeah. I'm going to win though. Yeah.
So yeah, I'll keep track of this and we'll have some kind of wager over it. But are you feeling pretty good about your picks?
I'm feeling really good about my picks. I'm glad I was able to. It's like a fantasy football draft and you can't believe you got your guys. It's like, that's what I feel like. We got them.
Well, I can't believe SEC Sean. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, cuz.
He's trying to influence the Aggie prediction. He says he gifted a couple memberships here. I took a screenshot. Let me bring it up real quick. And he gifted All Vols Talk Show.
Yeah.
The diehard Arkansas Razorback, Fireman 17, G24, and Malone. Welcome
to the family.
Courtesy.
CC Shia.
And then who's this? Johnny says Oklahoma over for sure. Jared, appreciate you. LSU over. Easy money. Based God. I'm just here for the John Scott Steiner machine.
He looked kind of like a young macho Randy Sanders. Not a Randy Sanders. He's
macho man?
Yeah.
Randy Sanders. Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. No.
Macho Man Randy Good Sanders. Tan.
Yeah, right. I went golf. I told you I went golfing with him the other day.
Well, when Shane starts making nonsense, that's a good time to jump off a line. We appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. We'll be back tomorrow with Steven. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Vols. Randy Savage.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.